Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your host with the most, the voice of the Professional Football Federation, and your host of DMI Don't Mention It, a June 21st, 2015 Father's Day edition. Here we are live. I have a co-host, Mr. Brock Atkinson, that's going to be here hopefully any time. I don't see that he's here yet. Hopefully he calls right in. There's no intro music in or out today because we got a lot to talk about. We got 30 minutes, and we're now down to about 29 of them. So we're going to talk a little bit about possible draft location. Two new owners are needed. And then also what happens if we don't find those two new owners and how it works. Something that we voted in years ago on how we find owners when we get desperate. It's a last case scenario, something we hope that we don't have to do. And at the end of this, I am going to announce the Midwest Thunderstorms keepers for the 2015 season. And we also say goodbye to Scott and Brandon officially. We haven't talked since then. I guess we did have the owners meeting, but some things were still up in the air at the time. And we talk about also getting the keepers in. And looks like Brock is here. Let me bring him in. Brock, are you there now? Hold on here. Let me figure out how to do this again. It's been a while. Okay. Brock, you should be on there now. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay, good, good, good. I'm just kind of going over a couple of things that we need to talk about. The reason why I was going to make this a winning drive where it's just me because I got a lot to talk about, but then I decided I also wanted to get a couple of opinions back off of you. So it's been a while since we did a DMI, so maybe we'll get back into the big mix of this. You got a lot of static. Are you in front of a fan or anything?
A lot of fan. I'm getting in the car right now.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, you're getting some back feed there.
There you go.
Okay, perfect. Let's start real quick with draft location. I wanted to get this out, and Brock, give me your opinion on this. I talked to Warner about this, Mike. He likes the idea of it. What I've done, I've already, in fact, reserved a location for us at Lake Afton. It is in one of their rooms. It's a perfect room. In fact, I would send pictures to any of you guys if you're interested. It's $90 cost to do this, and a lot of that would probably come from the league kitty, so it wouldn't probably cost much. If it did, it might be a few dollars a piece for it. The good news is it's very good air-conditioned room. So we'd have full air condition, and then what we could do, it's right on the water, we could have our after party right there like the old days, basically out at the lake. We would be there. You would have a couple of choices. Anybody that wanted to brave it and pitch a tent, you could stay free for that in that area. But the idea of situation, what a lot of people do, is you bring an air mattress, and you can sleep right there inside the room on an air mattress, and totally air-conditioned. And or you can have a designated driver, or if you want to be crazy and drive drunk and take chances on that, that's up to you. None of my business. So the one negative on this is no Wi-Fi. So I don't know. I mean, we've been at locations with Wi-Fi. I remember last year I tried to enter the draft, and the Wi-Fi didn't even work. So I don't know if that's a break-it-or-not deal. It's something that could affect some. It's a perfect location for a draft, though. Lake Afton is about 25 minutes from my house, so they say it's like 10 minutes from Wichita, so it's not far. I don't know, Brock, what are your thoughts? What's your first reaction to that?
I personally like the bar scene better. More, you know, sports-oriented, more towards our fantasy football draft versus the lake would be more of a more country living, I guess.
Well, and keep in mind, the actual room itself that room itself could basically be in any bar. It's a private room. But I'm thinking more on how to also incorporate the after draft party in this. And the greatest days I think we ever had was out at Raytheon Lake, Beach Lake, whatever it was at the time. And to try to incorporate that into it to where I know last year we had a lot of gripes that the after draft party kind of got a little boring because, you know, we're in somebody's house, we're in somebody's basement, somebody's backyard. we're talking football. The spouses are bored. At the lake, I mean, you just have, you know, there's a big barbecue pit there. I mean, it just seems like after, you know, it would just be more intimate setting of those old. See, you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to incorporate those two together. And to me, it's something I feel that I would love to give it a try. So think about it a little bit more, Brock. And what I'll probably do to everybody, I want everybody to listen to this, DMI, hear about it. I'll send some pictures out to everybody of the actual room that I took in the area. And then I'll probably contact most of you, each one of you, unless I just get something back that says, look, I love it, then I probably won't contact you. But other than that, I'll probably talk to the others individually and get your true opinion of it, because I've already reserved it, but I can cancel it still without having to worry about any pay. So we're good there. So, yeah, it would just, I don't know. I'm trying to think of not only the draft, but the after draft party also. And so it could be fun. Go ahead.
That was my idea. I mean, I know a lot of times we end up trying to do karaoke or something along the line. Or we end up trying to go to a bar. We try to get everybody to go to a bar. So my idea would be to find a bar that did karaoke at some point in the night to where we could have our draft in by, like, 9 o'clock. Well, karaoke starts at 9. That way no one has to leave the bar that we're already at to go to another bar to do the karaoke or to do the after-draft party activities.
Right. Right, and I see that. And again, I mean,
found one bar all in one to where no one had to leave. That way, when they've already been drinking at the draft party or during the draft, they can just stay for the after draft party, listen to you sing karaoke all night, and never have to drive anywhere to do that.
Right, right. And again, I'm not totally against that in any way whatsoever. We have not really done too much karaoke after draft parties, because usually we do the grading of the, you know, the grading of the rosters and stuff like that. And the one thing I like, and again, Brock gave his side, and some people may agree with that. I guess what I'm trying to create is not only a place where you could stay if you wanted. I mean, Mike Warner said what he liked about it. He'd probably throw a cot in his truck, and his idea would probably be to drive home. But yet he likes the idea of being able to know if he does get too intoxicated, he can throw his cot up, be in air conditioner, and sleep all night, not worry about having to go home. So that option is there for those people that want to do that, and nobody has to leave. And, of course, it's cheaper to bring your own alcohol than to go out on the town. And, you know, because you can run up a pretty hefty tab at a bar, of course.
I mean, if we're going to go to Lake Afton, I would just find a designated driver to go home. I'm not interested in spending the night.
Right. I probably would. I mean, number one, I mean, it's an air mattress and a blanket, and you're comfortable. And they say this room that I got is the – because there's one for 70 that the air conditioner will work as good. This one, I guess, really, really works. And you don't be so sure of it, Brock, because, you know, we're the type that we get out there and having fun. I mean, you never know. 9 o'clock happens, and then midnight before you know, next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And you know, the idea is create a place to where everybody's really having a good time. That people aren't there just because they're supposed to be there. Where they really get out there and they're like, wow, this is a good night. And, you know, when you're having a good night, you're not paying a lot of attention and it gets late quick. And those are, and a lot of times it's that, you know, it's our nucleus, the guys like you and I and Terry and Tanner, like the old, you know, the group that hangs out, you know, spends the whole night out there having a good time. But I don't know if those could ever be rekindled, maybe, maybe not. But think about it. Brock gets some good points. I think I've given some good points. So, I'll be talking to more about that, but that's a decision we got to make here in the next couple weeks. That being said, let's move right on. We're down to 20 minutes already. We need two new owners, folks. We need them fast. We're running out of time. Keep in mind, it is everyone's responsibility to find new owners. Different places to find them, at work, school, through your spouse. I mean, you know, I was even thinking when I was out at work the other day, it's not necessarily somebody I work with. It could be the spouses of somebody. I mean, just, and I know it's not your first topic that you want to talk to people about. Oh, by the way, I'm in a fantasy football league. Hey, do you want, you know. But it can be somebody right there that you're not even sure about. Social media. Chris Hayes, I saw, put it on his social media the other day that that he wanted to be there. Or about the league. I'm sorry, I just, excuse me, made a mistake there because it looks like Brock dropped off, so he's not with us at this point. So I don't know if he just got tired of it or not. But here's how it works if we do not find owners. Hold on here. Brock, you back with us?
Yes.
Okay. Here's how it works if we do not find owners. This is something we voted on probably 10 years ago because we talked in an owners meeting once that the one thing we cannot have happen is go into a season where – oh, hold on there, Brock. Let me mute you there for a minute. Are you there? Okay. We cannot go into a season without owners. I don't even want to start to decide on how to handle that or how we need to do it or is it a bye week. So we said that is something we cannot do. So, and to help encourage owners to look for other owners, what we have in place, and we've never had to use this, but this is one of the longest it's been without owners. So as of August 1st, the open spots go to half price. When it goes down to the week before the draft, that Saturday before, they then become free spots. Now, how are those paid for in that case? They're paid for by the current owners. So when it comes, if we do not find two new owners, August 1st, everybody, the 14 of us that are still in the league, are now due $8.93 apiece before the draft starts. That is basically you take 125, divide it by 2, which is $62.50, then times that by 2 because there's two open spots, divide it by 14, that's $8.93 apiece. If it goes to the last week, then it becomes $17.86 apiece, and the person plays for free this year in hopes that they love it, they stick around, they become paid owners. It's something we don't want to do, but it's something that is in place to encourage, and we should be the ones, the current owners. It's our responsibility. When you take a spot in this league, you have the responsibility of having to help find new owners when it comes that time. So please be looking. I will update. Again, we have till August 1st before they become half-price spots, and then we have to pay out of pocket. And everybody will have to pay at the draft before you start drafting your team. So it is a mandatory thing. Again, why? Because we have to have owners in place. We cannot go into the season with open spots. Brock, any thoughts on that? Or
that sounds like something I would be up to do if there's somehow we can't find owners that would step in. But I got a few guys I've been talking to, so hopefully I'll be able to come through with something for us.
Yeah,
and as far as everybody else in the league, I hope that you're out there looking just as much as I am so that we don't have to pay extra money for somebody to come in and play for free, because what will happen then is he'll win it all and get all that money. Now, does he have to pay the money back then if he wins it all or if he wins any money at all?
Nope. And what this all happened, the reason why we voted this in years ago, because my brothers happened to be in town at the time, Casey and Mickey, and it was draft day that morning, and we had somebody we had an opening, and us three, and again, those two weren't even in the league, spent the entire day going to sports bars in Wichita of begging people to be in our league. And I said that day, I no longer will do that. That is nothing. We cannot have that happen. Because number one, should have been all of us out there. Rock, you're making like lots and lots of noise.
That ain't me. That's part of that. Sorry.
Oh,
go on.
Okay. So we need to definitely be looking and not let that happen is number one. So, and I don't want to sit and point fingers and say, I know you guys aren't looking, because I know some are. But I also have a big feeling some of you aren't. And they're just hoping and letting other people take care of that and deal with it. And that is bad. Don't be bad. So let's real quick, though, talk about real fast with you, Brock, especially saying goodbye to Scott and Brandon. First thing I want to ask you, will Scott ever be in this league again?
Well,
first,
if you want my honest opinion,
first thought.
If it comes down to the point where we can't find an owner and he does play for free or have price, I think we should call Scott and ask him if he should be back in.
Well,
I know that sounds ridiculous,
but
I think Scott's a very good owner. I mean, I know that he had some issues with some of you, but for the most part, when it came to actually playing fantasy football, he was a great owner. And that being
said,
if we're going to give a free spot away, why not take a previous owner that's a good owner?
Well, keep in mind, though, and I don't know if he was just, bullshitting me or not, but, you know, he did say it was not just about the money, that he literally does not have time, and could there be other influences in his life that does not want him to play? You know, who knows? So I don't know. But, again, that's something hopefully a lot of you out there are looking at that and going, look, we don't want that to happen. I mean, because it almost feels like we got hustled, which I don't want to – I know that that's not Scott's idea, but it's kind of like, really? You quit, and then now you're going to play for free. So, I mean, I don't know. I see your point, though. I guess if it came down to it, I don't know how the other members of the league would feel. Brandon, Brandon's kind of – I hope everybody does know that when Brandon quit, Brandon didn't want to quit. Brandon basically said, look, I don't want to quit, but I can't beat the meetings. I'm busy during the meeting times. So, you know, he basically said, so I basically can't be in it. So, you know, we don't want to get to the point. And again, nothing against anybody, Terry, I don't know how good of friends Terry and Brandon are, but, you know, we all know that Brandon didn't have time to be in this league. That's really what it all comes down to. I think in a different life, Brandon may be a great owner in a fantasy football league. This one he didn't have time for. As you know, I mean, he had some roster issues this year and on top of other things. So, I see your point there, though. Keep in mind, everybody, this could be a big transition year or two for the league. You know Scott's gone, as we said. We know Brandon's gone. Rick is probably going to be moving on after this season. He's probably going to be moving out of state. He already said it's probably his last year. We don't know what Terry McGrath's going to do. We don't know what Matt Carney's going to do. So, I mean, it could be if all those guys happen to move on, which, you know, hopefully they don't all move on, but if they do, you know, we're going to be transitioning. So we need to really, not only when we find these new owners, we want the right people in place here too. So the league strengthens and you know, it's going to be hard to replace. You know, we got a great champion in Matt Carney. I mean, you know, Terry McGrath has played for many, many years. He had a lot of success, but I mean, he's one of the most tenured people in the league. So, and replacing Scott owner-wise during the season is going to be really tough. So, you know, keep that in mind. We did have one guy that we thought was going to be in the league, and he already started showing really bad traits by, you know, he would call and say he wants in, but then he would drop off the face of the earth and not being able to get a hold of, and we were like, okay, it's probably need to move on from him. So, keepers, here we are down to about 12 minutes. People need to get their keepers in. We only have 10 days or so left. Midwest Thunderstorms will turn theirs in here in a few minutes at the end of the call. And, Brock, if you would, when I announce those, don't put nothing on the message board. I probably won't put nothing for about a day or two about my keepers. I want to see if anybody even listens to this and mentions anything else in the board. So, but that'll happen. Real quick, Brock, give me a rundown of the rookie draft as far as your – you don't got to break down each position or each owner and what they put in. Just overall thinkings, positive, negative, of the rookie draft.
Well, there was a lot more negatives than positives because the people that did participate, they got a steal in the draft, every one of us, I believe. The negatives would be people passing without even – I mean, you know, you can't judge a man by what he thinks or believes in this game, but I think people that are passing, not answering a phone, whatever, that's just not paying attention. Because if they knew anything about – the rookie draft and what the rookies were going to be able to do, you would take one of these rookies for your last pick in the draft and not pass on him. That's my opinion.
Well, so. And I agree. And there were some disappointing people that, you know, as I mean, I'm just a radio show host today, but as the commissioner, you know, I do get disappointed in people. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. Every year, I mean, you know, and I've seen people that disappointed me, and the next year they're like, my God, that's the greatest, you know, owner we've ever had. But overall, it was kind of disappointing. There was only 8 people that actually picked people. Now, we had a couple people that kept people, so there was more than just 8 people involved. But, you know, there was a no answer. There was basically a pass. And to me, I mean, I prepared for the rookie draft for about 10 minutes. I literally had no idea I was going to pick. I studied up for about 10 minutes. I went to, like, 2 different sites. They kind of broke down, you know, the players. I mean, it literally – I studied for 10 minutes. before I knew who I did. I had a list of five people I wanted, and I crossed them off as they were taken, and I got the guy, you know. So to me, it's like this whole thing of I didn't have time. That is one of the things that I guess I get more frustrated when I hear about time. I mean, I get that you can spend tons of time preparing for a rookie draft or even preparing your lineup for a week, but you can also get by fairly well if those weeks you are really busy, you just don't have the time. That and I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And I hate when it's said, because I don't believe that nobody in this league is so busy they can't find 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes there. It's a matter of what you do when you have those times.
If you are that busy to where you can't find 5 minutes to do a rookie draft, probably in the wrong league.
Yeah, and everybody has the time. It's a matter of what you do with your time. So keep that in mind. Just be active in the points you need to be active. I mean, it's a pretty long off season overall. We don't ask that much of you during the off season. Turn your keepers in, do a rookie draft. You know, I mean, it's not that bad. So yeah, it was a little. I agree with you, Brock. It was a little disappointing in certain aspects. So the ones that did get some players probably were taken care of fairly well. So that's all good. One of the things I want to say about Kalen as we talk about non-active. First thing I want to stick up for, but I want to agree with Brock. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that the owner of the Rage has not logged in since December. And I've told her, get on there and freaking just log on. I don't give a damn if you want to look around or not. So, but in her defense, I will say, and the reason I'm defending her, of course, she's my wife, but because I feel there's people out there that don't know as much about what's going on that's logged on since she has. Keep in mind, she's been in this league since the year 1999. Okay, 99, that was the last, millennium? I mean, and so we as a couple are very, very, very routinely into me updating her, because I'm one of those guys, I know what's going on constantly most of the time, and anytime there's anything on a message board, I read to her. I mean, I have it on my smartphone, we sit out in the living room, I mean, and the only reason, again, I'm sticking up for her, because I believe that she's kind of getting the crap in because she hadn't logged on, which I told her. If she would just log on, that wouldn't be even anything. So she's an idiot for that. But there's people in this league that probably really don't know as much as she's even going on. So I will say that, but I did tell her this morning, I said, you can't do that anymore. It is bullshit. Get on there, log on, and, you know, everybody carries a smartphone. She has an iPhone, just like anybody else does, and she could log on, you know, 27 times a day, technically, if she wanted, right there at her desk from work. So I will say that. She'll be logging on later. I'm going to make point of it. But I will tell you, there's never a time she don't know what's going on. So I was going to cover that. She was going to call in and get in a big fight with Brock, but she changed her mind, and she's taking a nap on the couch.
That's too bad.
Yep, and we're down to about 7 minutes. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here drinking a Father's Day beer. I popped open right at the beginning of this broadcast, so always tastes better on Father's Day. But, Brock, real quick, what'd you get for Father's Day? What are you doing for Father's Day?
I got a high five and a hug.
A high five and a hug. Well, your kid is still, how old's your kid, Peyton?
He's still in diapers.
You're still, shit. Okay, well, he's not old enough. As far as I know, he don't have a job and everything. I have one with a job and everything. 13, okay. So I have one with a job. So I got, like, my youngest, who was going to clean my car out and do everything, you know, he can like that. And then my one that's getting ready to be 16 daughter wrote me a beautiful poem I thought was really touching. And then Alyssa actually bought me a few gifts. And the wife got me a car wash gift certificate, because I go to this car wash down the street here, and it's like $6, and I think it washes your car better than any place there is, and I got a gift for like 3 or 4 car washes. So it was a good day altogether, and Father's Day is what it is, as all of them are. So anything, Brock, that you want to touch on that I haven't brought up that you've been wanting to say or anything?
I don't know. I think we covered most of everything that we needed to.
Okay, so let me we got 5:30 to go here. Real quick, draft location. Right now, the lead is Lake Afton. I'm not saying that's it. I definitely want other people's input. Again, I personally think it'd be fun to at least try it. I mean, but again, That's my opinion. I was very excited the day I went out there about 2 months ago and talked to the person, went and looked at the room. And let me start before anybody makes a full decision. I'm going to send pictures out in an email to everybody in the leagues where you can click on, you can see the inside, you can see the outside, you can see where it's located and everything like that. So I'll do that. Also, two new owners. We need to make this the week before keepers are due by the end of this month, basically by next Sunday. We need two new owners in the league, pronto. So do anything and everything you can. If you have any ideas, now's the time to contact them. Now's the time to, talk the league up. Use our public website for an example. Tell them to get on there. Look, the rules are updated for the 2015 season. Has all our history. It can be, somewhat, impressive. It's not, a 2015 website, but it's updated, ready to go, and there's a lot of info for people. So that being said, I'm going to make an official announcement here of the Midwest Thunderstorms keepers. Brock, I'd like to ask you, give me one out of my – because I have the big three. I got Peyton Manning, I got Adrian Peterson, and I got Odell Beckham Jr., right? So that's my three, basically, choices. Of two of those three or none of those or one of those or, so on. So first of all, I want to ask you, Brock, do you think I'm keeping two?
For sure.
For sure. Okay, for sure. Give me one that's a lock that you know I'm keeping in your mind.
Odell Beckham.
You know for a fact that's the one I'm keeping. Odell Beckham?
Yep.
Okay, who would be your second choice then? Who do you think I'm keeping?
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson, Odell Beckham. So, you're in the belief that Peyton Manning is no longer going to be a Midwest Thunderstorm, who was drafted in 1998 by myself, the year he came into the league. He's never been on another man's roster on any week of playing, and he's going to say goodbye to me now in his possible last year of playing. Well, you're wrong. I am keeping two people. Peyton Manning will be coming back to the Midwest Thunderstorms for a final run. And I will be keeping with him, running back from Minnesota, Adrian Peterson.
Holy crap.
Now, if you would like, look, the Beckham thing, my final decision came actually yesterday, because that's when I posted that, I was going to do this. I posted right after I got into watching a story about how he's not really even practicing and, he's having, and you mentioned the other day, he's having these hamstring issues and some of his teammates are not real happy with him and all this. And, man, there's that sophomore slump a lot of times. Again, I may be passing up on the greatest receiver to ever play the game. Who knows? But everything I've read about Peyton should have a great year. Adrian Peterson is slotted number one everywhere I look. And those are my guys, and I want to make one final run with those two and see what happens. And then next year will be my 20th year. Maybe next year I won't keep anybody and try a complete different way, and who knows, and then retire. How's that? Maybe that's my plan. We'll see. But
that's obviously
so your reaction. We got about a minute and a half, bro. Give me your reaction. My dumb, stupid, ignorant. Go ahead.
I think it's a horrible choice, in my opinion. I would never have kept Peyton Manning. No way. I know you probably don't believe that, but I think that him aging as much as he is, as bad as he looked at the end of the year last year, that I think he's going to be about a number 5 to 8 quarterback in the league. And 5 to 8 quarterback in the league should not be a keeper. And that's just my opinion.
I think he's a top 3 still. But, I might be a little gay for him. But I will say, in this last minute, though, I made an offer to Chris that I wanted Andrew Luck, and that he could have everything. I mean, I told him he could have my two of my three keepers, whichever two of those three people he wants. He could also have the first pick in the third round. I'm willing to give up everything possible for Andrew Luck to be a Midwest Thunderstorm. He didn't laugh at me, but he basically said, dream on. So that is probably not going to happen. Chris is probably going to hold on to him till the end of time. So I literally know how it feels. Some people that wanted Peyton in his heyday knew they never had a chance. I am now feeling that with Andrew Luck, and it's a horrible feeling. I hate it. So anybody that would like to vote Chris out of the league, I am fine with that. We can do that. So, but other than that, Brock, we have 20 seconds. It's been fun. Now we're back into the swing of things. Maybe depending on hopefully people listen to this, let's do more of these. more guests. Are you there? Final word, Sam. Okay, Brock has dropped off. Never mind. Thanks for saying goodbye. I am Tony, the host with the most. DMI. Thanks. See you soon.